Police in New York arrested some 700 people yesterday in the Occupy Wall Street protest after hundreds of demonstrators swarmed the Brooklyn Bridge. The group has been demonstrating over economic inequality and corporate malfeasance. They're headed into a third week of marches through Lower Manhattan, with union members set to join midweek. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Twice a day, protesters leave the tents, makeshift kitchen, and free bookstore set up in Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan and begin a slow march down the sidewalk.
We are all We are all
Pick just about any cause, including the execution of Troy Davis in Georgia last month, and it's likely represented here. But the primary focus is on corporations, the wealthy, and income distribution.
Taking the big cats down, bringing down Wall Street, changing how the government works, and the dirty deals.
Mike Luciano lives near Erie, Pennsylvania.
Drove all night. I got in the car at midnight, showed up here at 7 in the morning before everybody woke up.
Luciano says he belongs to a union. Given recent reports that local organized labor is starting to get behind the protest, he expected to see more fellow union members here.
I wish I see a lot more. I think I've seen 3 or 4.
Next Wednesday afternoon, several unions are planning to march from City Hall to the protest site. That day, there will likely be only one march. Victoria Sobel is a college student at Cooper Union and a protest organizer.
We have been in the past doing 2, 1 at 9 and 1 at 4, so for the opening and closing bells. I believe we are moving towards a 1 march a day to have a bigger march.
That does not mean this protest is winding down. Sobel says organizers hope to improve infrastructure for the estimated 200 to 300 people who are living at the protest site so they can stay here for months. There's a makeshift kitchen already set up, but few options for bathrooms. Despite organizers' intentions, the big question is how long the city will let the protesters occupy the park. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has not yet answered that question definitively. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New York.
We are the change. We are the rising sun.
You're listening to NPR News.